Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre. Once again, we're at Nutmeg with our engineer, Frank Verderosa, and someone whose job we're still trying to figure out, Paul Draper.
We're grading him on a curve, on a very, very, very long curve. We love you, Paulie. What do you think about 1973?
Oh, I think about it a lot.
What can you tell me about 1973?
It was during the 70s.
Yes. I think Watergate was going on.
Oh, wow.
In 1973. And Nixon resigned in August. Was it 73 he stepped down? No, 74. 74.
It's funny how Watergate actually became part of the American language. Now everything is something gate.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean,
just because of the name of a hotel.
Yeah.
Didn't we, in doing these episodes, go through Podcastgate?
Podcastgate.
Yeah.
Where the episodes
vanished? Yes. I think I know what you're alluding to.
And I think Verderosa is responsible for Lost Three Episodes Gate.
I am not a crook.
I'm not a crook.
From everything I see online, those three episodes were probably the greatest episodes.
You were there.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Well.
You have to follow it online?
I'm practicing my research.
Christ showed up at one of them. That's how good it was.
The word got around.
Although a friend of mine did say that when you joke about me erasing them, that I should speak up. But you guys have made it pretty clear that I wasn't even near that night.
You weren't there. You weren't even on the premises. All right.
Which shows how awful you are. That even then.
I didn't even have to be there.
Yes. Without even being there.
I don't remember Christ showing up to karaoke that night. I must have had a couple of drinks. 1973.
Yeah, Christ sang Which Way You Going, Billy.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Let's start with number 27. January 13th, 1973, a cover, I suppose, of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Blue Haze. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes was
a standard.
Yeah. But it charted, I guess, by this group Blue Haze that I've never heard of. Love Jones, the song Love Jones, was done by Brighter Side of Darkness. I love some of the names of the. You know what was fun was when we were doing the 60s groups?
Yeah.
And we had all those crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the five-man electrical band.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Strawberry Alarm Clock and Carpet Fudge and all those crazy, crazy band names. And Gilbert would just start laughing. Why Can't We Live Together by Timmy Thomas went to number three in February, February 10th. And this one that I always loved, I always thought this was a sweet song, and I loved singing this when it was on the charts when I was 12 years old. And it has a little bit of significance because we just had British invasion rocker Billy J. Kramer on the show. And he mentioned this person who was present when he was recording with the legendary George Martin. So, yeah. Frankie?
Oh. I could hope for half the chance you would ask to have this dance with me. Would you thank me and politely turn away? Would there suddenly be sunshine on a cold and rainy day? Oh, babe, what would you say? Da 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 da. You sweet lollipop, here I am with such a lot to say.
He knows the whole thing.
hey.
Yep.
Walk with you, you along the Milky Way.
Well, we'll do the chorus. Go ahead.
Nighttime, bring you flowers every day. Oh, babe, what would you say?
Here we go.
Oh, baby, I know I could be so in love with you. And I know that you could learn to love me too.
Hurricane Smith.
Yes.
Norman.
Who did he knock off the top of the charts with this song?
Ooh, that's good trivia.
I don't know what the song was. The artist was an obscure English singer called Elton John.
Oh, wow.
He blasted him. And Hurricane Smith was 49 at the time that he
was. Pretty old to chart.
That's pretty old.
Yeah. Well, he also did some distinguished things. He was the Beatles engineer up until 1965. The last Beatle record he engineered was Rubber Soul.
And I heard, like, when they were through, whoever he was recording, maybe the Beatles, he had time left over in the studio, and he did it himself.
Well, it was 73, yeah. So the Beatles would have been...
Oh, yeah, they would have been gone.
Would have
but
been
he,
over
he
with.
Was doing a recording session with some group.
Possibly Pink Floyd, who he worked with after the Beatles.
That song is like a throwback to the 40s.
Absolutely.
You know, after all, where did the 60s go? Suddenly we're back in the 40s, you know?
Yeah, it was like Rudy Valley.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's great about pop music in the 60s and 70s, because you could have a song like Winchester Cathedral, which was in the 60s, but was also...
Do-de-do-do.
Yeah, but it was a Rudy Valley homage.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you could do these songs back then. They were kind of like borderline novelty songs.
Yes.
Right.
This one certainly qualifies. Norman... John Lennon gave him that nickname, Normal. And he wrote a memoir called John Lennon Called Me Normal. But Billy J. Kramer was on with us, and he talked about Norman Smith, who we lost or we would call him. Here's one we queued up, and Dara was enjoying this one outside. February 24th. This one went pretty high, number two, and it was associated with a famous movie. Our listeners have guessed
by
now.
My ass is already hurting.
You connected about 14 dots there.
Yes, yeah. Can I sit on an inner tube, please?
And the line is, squeal like a pig.
Oh, yes, yes. And you got a pretty mouth, boy.
That wasn't a line from the movie. He just said that to Paul.
Now, that's when I jerk off to that scene.
It's from Deliverance, obviously.
Yes.
Dueling Banjos.
So I have a good story.
Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel. Not to be confused with Dueling Brandos from Saturday Night Live.
Dueling Brandos.
I heard that someone went out there many years later, and that kid...
Oh, the kid from the porch.
Still alive.
Oh, no, God. Oh,
he's
no.
He's still alive.
Let's get him.
People ask him for his autograph, but he doesn't know how to write.
Oh, my God. That's too much information.
Yeah.
That's more than I require.
Yeah,
so here's a funny story about the movie.
Funnier than that one?
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
Billy Redden plays the banjo. But they couldn't get him to move his left hand
That's
in an appropriate way.
Yeah,
that's
Billy Redden.
Yeah.
So they couldn't get him to look like he was really playing. So a local musician, Mike Addis, was brought in to hide behind him
and put
his hand through the kid's sleeve.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they watched the shots so that
that's
they wouldn't
wonderful.
See him. Isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
And that's one of the few films where, Burt Reynolds is actually respected.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
As an actor.
He's good in that.
John Borman.
Yeah, he's great in it.
Yep, yep.
And of course, you know, the great John Voight.
Uh-huh. Good.
Who I'd love to have John Voight on.
He's a little nutty.
Yeah.
We could try for him. What, you don't want Ned Beatty?
Oh, yes. Ned Beatty seems like such an easygoing guy.
We are saying too much in this episode. Dueling Banjos went to number two in February. February 24th was its peak date. Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel. And and the soundtrack to a terrific SNL skit,
and,
which we just mentioned.
And the end of Deliverance,
mm-hmm.
It's a quiet shot of the river. And then all of a sudden, you know, a hand shoots up from the river.
Yeah.
And that is where Brian...
Same guy's hand.
Yes. yes. And that's where Brian De Palma...
Oh, really?
...got that idea of the hand out of the grave.
For Carrie.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, not that Brian De Palma ever borrows from any movie scene.
Dara Cross, Brian De Palma.
So that was...
And I'm just going to ask him.
The novel Deliverance was written by the poet James Dickey. Who did what in the movie?
He's in the movie?
He's in the movie.
Oh, damn. I don't think I knew that. That's
well,
good
I think
stuff.
Dickie's a giveaway.
At the end, at the end, when the hand comes up, he's the sheriff.
Very funny.
Oh, very cool.
Right?
Good trivia.
That's actually him.
Good trivia. Ronnie Cox would be good for the podcast.
Oh, he would.
Now that we're on the subject.
And Ronnie Cox I worked with.
You did? Well, why aren't you calling him?
He was the police chief in
Beverly Hills Cop 2. Very
yep.
nice. Let's move on quickly. Dancing.
if that's not a go fuck yourself, I don't know what is.
The clock is ticking. Dancing in the Moonlight by King
Everybody's
Harvest.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Yes.
I don't dance it. It's supernatural delight.
A song that may or may not be about werewolves, but there's a wild tale about that song. The keyboard player of King Harvest, a guy named Sherman Kelly, wrote that song after he was attacked by locals while vacationing on the island of St. Croix. He was beaten senseless and left for dead. This is nice. This is a fun little anecdote.
Sweet. Those St. Croixians.
Yeah. As Paul Schaefer would say, cute story.
Yeah.
And while recovering, I don't know if he was hallucinating or what, but he started imagining an alternate reality where everybody was happy and joyful and dancing in the moonlight. And that's where this song came from.
Boy, to have the shit kicked out of you, and that's what you come up with.
Right. You come up with a song that went to number 13 on the charts, Dancing in the Moonlight. How's that, Paul?
Yeah. It's not bad, but I think if you're going to get
Paul,
the shit kicked out of you, you ought to at least get in the top 10.
Right. If you're almost going to die.
Yeah.
At least write Let It Be.
It exactly. should be an American standard.
Then there was Soul Song by Joe Stampley that went to number 37. Gilbert, as always, wave your arm if you know one
Ooh.
Of these. Deodato with, of course, the very famous instrumental Also Sprach Zarathustra, which is known as the 2001 theme.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
That one. Yes.
See, a lot of these songs I would probably know, but I don't know from title.
Well, I know you know that one just from...
The
theme from 2001 kind of gives that one away.
And it's been played so many other times.
Used well in the movie Being There, actually.
Yeah.
Went to number two. Go figure. I mean, the movie came out, what, in 60... When did 2001 come out? 68?
Sounds something, about right.
Something like that. And then now there's, for some reason, there's an instrumental version of the theme song charting in 73, which is odd. Dead Skunk by Loudon Wainwright, the third.
Stinking to high heaven.
Stinking to high heaven. Dead Skunk in the middle of the road.
Ooh.
Yep.
Loudon Wainwright, the father of... Rufus Wainwright.
That's correct.
It is. And that's the whole
correct.
Wainwright family.
The Wainwright family.
What was another Loudon Wainwright hit?
I think this is the only time he was actually on the Billboard charts.
Oh, this is one hit wonders.
Yes.
I remember he used to pop up on TV a lot.
Well, he was on MASH. He recurred on MASH for a while, yeah.
And I'm sure he popped up on, like, Merv Griffin and stuff like that.
A crazy talent. I've had the pleasure of spending a little time with Loudon. He's one of Tom Leopold's friends. Loudon Wainwright the third.
Correct. Yeah, that's it.
And a musical, insanely talented family.
A couple of other songs, just quickly, of his. The Swimming Song, Dead Skunk, Motel Blues. Your Mother and I don't know any of these by title.
Yeah, I mean, he's a terrific songwriter. versatile and an actor.
Yeah.
And turns up in some of the Judd Apatow movies, too. He's in Knocked Up. And one of the others, maybe two of the others.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
And now back to the show. Here's one that if you're going to do a song, if you're going to do a show about one-hit wonders, this is a place that you want to go. This really is right in the wheelhouse. Number one, I can't believe that this song went all the way to number one. Its peak date was April 7th of 1973, sung by, shall we say, an unlikely recording artist, Frank?
Oh, yes, yes.
I love this track.
He was on his way home from Candletop. I certainly know the song, but I never knew the words except for the main.
Right.
Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, "Hi, what's doing?" Wolo said, "Sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt." He said, "I'm your best friend, and you know that's right."
Her songwriter husband was Bobby Russell, and he wrote this song. And the story goes that he offered it to Cher.
Oh, that sounds like it could have been a Cher.
And Sonny Bono thought that it was going to offend their Southern fans. Here's the chorus.
Wow. That was the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
God.
That was the night that they hung an innocent man.
9 minutes late. Yeah. Yeah.
And it
got
was,
blood stains on. So
it was, yeah.
So Vicki Lawrence decides to go into the studio with members of the Wrecking Crew and record it herself and knock it out herself. And number one.
Amazing. Yeah. It's good. It's really good. There's a couple of lyrics just briefly.
Yeah.
Andy got mad and he saw red, and the guy says, "Boy, don't lose your head. Because to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself."
It's great.
You know, it's like that Southern Gothic.
It is.
Thing,
it's a Southern. I think it's a subgenre. Southern Gothic, right. Pop song.
Now, yeah. Vicki Lawrence, not a Jew, obviously.
I don't think
but
so.
But she lived next to a Jewish family when she was living in L.A.
Why do you know this? Who was she living next to? Moshe Dayan?
Maybe Stiller and Mira.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who was that? Zvi.
Living next Zvi to Moishi, Shimon Peres.
Living next to a Jewish couple with children. And they even signed something that whoever died,
uh-huh,
they would leave. The other couple would take care of their kids.
I didn't know this.
Yeah,
where did you find this out?
Yeah. I was actually reading this. I read Vicki Lawrence's autobiography.
You did.
Now, but meanwhile, I think Jack Carter called her an anti-Semite.
Oh, he did. So I promise. That sounds right. I believe she's the only cast member of the Carol Burnett Show to chart on the Billboard charts.
Oh, my God. Except for Tim Conway.
Right. Harvey Korman's cover of One Talk Over the Line.
Oh, yes.
So, number one, an amazing story. Here's an artist, a very popular artist and a singer-songwriter who found his way onto the charts at number 16, Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Take a walk in the wild.
That's one
side.
You know. See, I haven't queued up the ones you know.
Yeah.
Daisy a Day, I'll Give You a Daisy a Day by Judd Strunk.
Huh.
Anything?
No.
Judd Strunk was a member of Laugh-In. He was a cast member of Laugh-In in its final season.
Wow.
That's all I got. I'll Give You a Daisy a Day. How about Wildflower by Skylark?
Oh, is it Wildflower?
No, that's Wildfire.
That's Wildfire.
By Michael Murphy.
Okay, close enough.
That's pretty close.
It has the word
enough.
Wild in it.
That's it.
I say that should be a win.
Can we get it? Can we ask the judges
judges for a call? No, Wild, we'll get to that one when we get to that year.
Okay.
Wildfire was about the horse that breaks out of the, she ran calling Wildfire.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It was a song David Letterman was obsessed with for a while. This is Wildflower by Skylark, that I believe was a soul group.
Okay.
But, well, maybe we'll play it later. Armed and Extremely Dangerous by First Choice. These mean anything to you?
No, I mean, I'm sure a lot of these, if you played them,
okay,
I would remember.
Superfly meet Shaft. John and Ernest went to 31. Hocus Pocus by Focus, a very famous instrumental. June of 1973 went to number 9. Leaving Me by the Independents.
Wait a minute.
Leaving. Anything?
Wait, you know wait. How one. Did give me the first line?
I don't know it. Oh. I just have the titles here. Went to 21. I didn't queue up the
what
ones.
Is it, Leaving Me by whom?
Leaving Me by the Independents. I didn't queue up the ones that I thought were so obscure you wouldn't know them. Perhaps I erred.
Wait, what's?
Maybe he'll find the lyrics. The Teddy Bear Song by Barbara Fairchild.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I think we'd know. That sounds familiar to me.
You knew the Gingerbread Song.
Oh, yes.
You knew the friggin' Teddy Bear Song. Back When My Hair Was Short, a song I like by a local band named Gun Hill Road.
I remember the title.
Yeah, Gun Hill Road from Mount Vernon, right here, produced by Kenny Rogers. Pillow Talk by Sylvia, who was sort of an early Donna Summer.
Oh, yes.
A very sexy single. Here's one we actually do have. I think you're not a fan of this one, so I'm going to play it.
Okay.
1973, June 16th, it went all the way up to number 2. Frankie?
I got a nickel. I'm gonna do.
Pretty good. Mean anything to you, Paul?
I recognize it.
Glenn Holmes.
Oh, okay.
The Playground in My Mind.
Oh, yes.
We'll let Gilbert get to the chorus because he's really into it.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the Dean Martin song with all the little kids in it.
Hit it, Gil.
My name is Bobby. I got a nickel, shiny and new. On the something,
all kinds of candy.
That's what I'm gonna do. Clint Holmes was better known later as Joan Rivers' sideman on the Joan Rivers Show, on our talk show.
Wow.
On her
so
Fox
here,
talk
let
show.
Me just here's a piece of research you're gonna love. Ready?
Go.
The Independents, Leaving Me, the first few lines. Oh, darling, after all this time, you seem to me, girl, to be changing your mind.
Oh, that'll give it to him right away.
Yeah.
We'll play that one.
Doesn't do much, does it?
We'll play that for you
that
later.
Doesn't do too much.
I know you'll know Wildflower, and I know you'll know Hocus Pocus, so I'll play them for you when we're off.
Hocus Pocus
when
by
we're
Focus.
Off, Mike. Hocus Pocus by Focus, which I enjoy saying. Playground in My Mind, interesting in that it was... Clint Holmes duetted with the producer's 9-year-old son, Philip Vance.
Oh, geez.
So it's an actual duet between Clint Holmes and a child.
Oh, boy.
And there's no Bobby. I don't know where you got my name is Bobby. It's my name is Michael.
Oh, my
I've got
name
a nickel.
Is Michael.
Because I guess Michael and Nickel are supposed to kind of...
Oh, yeah. They
right. Well,
Michael,
they
my, I got a Nickel. I don't know about Bobby.
They rhyme if you're half asleep.
Or if you're the kid on the porch in Deliverance.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Doing Fine Now by New York City.
Oh, wait.
You can look that one up, Mr. Rayburn. Went to 17. I don't even know some of these. And, I mean, I was really listening. You were still listening to the AM, the old AM transistor radio.
Oh, yes,
I'm doing fine.
Do you have the ball radio with the chain? I've asked you this before. The little. Do you remember the ball that had the dials that were like eyes?
Oh, I remember that.
It had a little chain.
I don't think
with
I ever had one of those.
Yeah, I had one in the backyard. We used to listen to Harry Harrison.
WABC.
Remember Harry Harrison? people around the country won't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I remember
about.
The good guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
I used to listen to ABC in the backyard and on my in my old house in Ozone Park, and we'd listen to Top 40. I knew all these songs.
I'm doing fine.
It was Murray the K, Frankie Crocker.
Murray the K, sure. Well, Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey, of course.
Ron Lundy.
Ron Lundy, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There was another guy. Fuck.
Love to know which guy you're trying to think of. What do you got, Paulie?
I'm doing fine now.
By New York City.
Here, I don't have much, but here's what you don't know.
Go.
In 1991, it was covered by the Pasadenas.
Oh, that's big news.
That's right. And that cover version reached number 4 in the UK, selling over 200,000 copies.
I'm sorry I brought this
up. Let's not take I'll Be Fine. I'm doing fine now.
I think there was a Dan Ingram.
Dan Ingram.
Dan Ingram.
Nice. Yeah. Nice work.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, here's one we do have queued up, and this is by a legendary artist from New Orleans, who charted once in his career, and this was it.
Ah.
I love the shit out of this
song. Yes.
Oh, that 70s sound.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Number 9. The great Dr. John. Gilbert's grooving.
You got to move to this one.
Oh, yeah.
But it must have been the wrong time. But it must have been the wrong line. I've been on the right team. But it must be the wrong
line. You know, there's a lot of similarity between Gilbert's voice and his.
I've been in the right place. But it must have been the wrong time.
Hey, get down with yourself, Gil. Get down with your bad self.
I keep a lump in my mind. Ooh.
Talking to this time.
Just need a little brain style of surgery. Got to cure my insecurity. It must have been wrong.
And Frankie, would you like to chime in on the connection to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? On this? The line brain salad surgery?
Well, it's their best album.
There you go.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah. So there you go.
You know, when I'm singing that song, I felt myself slipping into Red Fox.
I was going to say. I thought you were doing Johnny Brown. Good time.
He's got an edge on his voice that sounds like your voice. He's like a half Gilbert kind of.
I think you could have been like in the Staple Singers or something. You got a little bit of, you got some soul in your voice.
I'm sure you'll know this. For a lot of his jazz career, Dr. John went under his real name.
Which was?
Mac Rebenack.
I didn't know that. I know he's into voodoo. Rebenack.
Yeah.
Dr. John.
And he was in what relatively recent TV series?
I'll guess and say Tremé.
Tremé is correct.
Because I pick a song, I pick a show set in New Orleans.
Several recording sessions with him, and they're great.
You watch that show?
I watch most of it. Yeah.
He's a fantastic talent, Dr. John.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
It was a little Red Fox.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
You big dummy.
You know, you're throwing a line about Aunt Esther and the Gorilla Cookies.
Yes.
If you just come in on the right place, just right place and wrong time, and it's just the right emphasis.
For Gilbert, every song is the wrong time.
Yeah, well.
All right, we'll pound these out.
Maybe Dr. John wrote that as a tribute to Gilbert. Maybe that's the end.
He's still with us, Dr. John. He's 76. Yeah. Doing it to death. Doing it to death, Gil. The story of your sex life. Fred Wesley and the JBs. Anything, Paul, on Fred Wesley
and the JBs?
How about Satin Sheets by Jean Pruitt?
The title sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't think of it.
These charted high, 22, 28, 22. They weren't major hits. They weren't household hits, if you will. Misdemeanor by Foster Silvers. Obviously, Foster Brooks and Phil Silvers formed a duo and recorded. This one I know you know because we've talked about this crazy song, Soul Makossa by Manu Dibango from Cameroon. Mama Koo, Mama Sa, Mama Mama Sa.
Mama Sa, Mama Sa. Yes.
Yeah. That went to 35. I had that single, which is strange, because I was 11 or 12. This one, of course, I know you know, and everybody knows this one because this one's in the culture right now by Stories. And this went to all the way to numero uno. Francis?
Oh, yes.
Sounds great, doesn't it, Frank? Frank was remarking at how well these songs are produced and engineered. Love this. She
was black. I was white.
Louis was whiter than white. Do this one as Flip Wilson.
I got some.
This is,
oh,
I like
let's
this
just
one.
Go right to Louie, 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 Louie. Louie, Louie.
Here it comes. Okay, Gil.
Louie, 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 Louie. Louie, 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 Louie. Louie, 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 Louie. Louie, boy, you're gonna cry.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Now, people know it, of course, now as the theme song to Louis C.K.'s TV show. But it's a song about interracial love.
There you go. So I looked up Satin Sheets.
Okay.
By Gene Pruitt. Now, I find this in two places.
Go.
The two versions of the lyrics, and they both start like this. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden.
Ah.
Is that possible?
Well, that we've covered that song. That
I know,
was Lynn
but that,
Anderson.
That's on this page I'm looking at here.
How strange.
The Satin Sheets, Gene Pruitt lyrics. I beg your pardon, I never promised you.
So she was obviously doing an homage to the previously charted.
It must have been a
Lynn
cover,
Anderson.
But they changed. But isn't it called I Never Promised You a Rose
it's
Garden?
It's called I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
So this is either like a weird Google fail or.
How weird.
Yeah.
Now that'd be an interesting subcategory. Songs that referenced other songs.
Right.
Oh, Mrs. Robinson with Cuckoo Cuckoo. And that was like, I am the walrus.
Oh, interesting.
Cuckoo Cuckoo, that's right.
I never
that's
even
a good one. That's
that.
A great
yeah.
one, Gilbert.
That's so goddamn good.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to throw this one out as a fun
oh,
little.
Oh, and there was that one that John Lennon sang. You know, here come old flat top.
Come together.
Move. Yeah. That was, I think, Chuck Berry.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, speaking of Chuck Berry, we talked in the previous episode about Bang a Gong, Get It On.
Oh, wait.
That references
wait.
Chuck Berry.
Judy in Disguise.
Judy in Disguise.
Lucy in the Sky.
I was going to go,
right.
yeah. was gonna
right.
go with that one.
Right.
Judy in Disguise.
Right. Which doesn't actually mention the song, but it's sort
no,
of a,
it's
almost
obviously,
a kind of a, we would even call it a parody.
Who did that?
John Fred and his Playboy Band, of course. You were in the room. We did it as a previous.
Judy in Disguise.
You wouldn't even call that a parody. It was kind of, again, an homage just in the title because the song is nothing like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But we'll throw that out to our listeners as a little fun.
It's like one of
those.
What do they call those things where you
Easter
people
eggs?
Have the wrong lyric and like these
oh, misheard lyrics,
right? You know that Judy in Disguise is like like that. Right?
Like Creedence's "There's a Bathroom on the Right."
Yeah,
the
yeah,
most
exactly.
Famous,
yeah,
the most
exactly.
famous
oh
one.
Well, Elton John with "In Your Empty Garden" or "Your Something Garden,"
right?
I think that was a reference to Octopus's Garden.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe, because Octopus's Garden was written by John and Paul, but Ringo's vocal.
Yeah.
Interesting. I never
if
thought of that.
If only there was a way to look something like
well,
that.
Well, we don't
up.
Have that kind of time. Frank, you wanted to say something about the pristine recordings.
If only we could get someone off the street to look like that.
Literally almost anyone.
What did you want to say about those songs?
No, I mean, I've said it before, but you know, we pull up these old songs on Spotify.
Yeah.
And they come punching through even at these low-res MP3s. It's just the production quality tape and analog gear versus what happens now.
Really?
For the most part.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it
really holds up.
Yeah. Pull up Dancing in the Moonlight, would you, while we get through these last ones, because we'll go out on it.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
I'll pull it up by King Harvest. Okay, so there's just a couple more left on the sheet. That was Brother Louie was first done by Hot Chocolate, who sang You Sexy Thing.
Oh, I believe in miracles.
That's it.
Where you come from, you sexy thing.
Yeah, from the Full
sexy
Monty.
Thing
but
now.
But that charted in the UK, and then Stories did an American version of it and went to number one.
Yesterday, I was one of the lonely people.
I love that song.
Now you're lying next to me, making love to me.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Oh, I believe in miracles.
it's not on here because I believe they charted several times.
Oh, okay.
So they would not qualify as a one-hit wonder. Do you also like the main ingredients, Everybody Plays the Fool?
Everybody plays the fool.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Great fucking song. Yeah. And who's the lead vocal on that?
Oh.
Cuba Gooding Sr.
Whoa.
Wow.
Great one. Wow.
Wow.
Or Cuba Gooding's father.
Wow.
That's a great.
Was in the main ingredient. Little trivia.
Yeah.
That I happen to have at my fingertips because my life is severely lacking.
Your misspent youth.
How about My Maria by the late B.W. Stevenson?
My Maria.
That's it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Went to number 9 in September of 73. And the last two on here are In the Midnight Hour.
Wilson Pickett.
Not Wilson Pickett.
Not Wilson Pickett.
It might have been a cover by Cross Country, October of 73, went to 30, and I Can't Stand the Rain.
I Can't Stand the rain
by Ann Peebles.
Outside my window.
That's the one. How do you know that?
Away my memories. I can't stand the rain.
Ann Peebles.
Yeah.
No relation to Mr. Peebles from McGillagorilla. But this is one little piece of trivia I wanted to throw in back to 1972. Beautiful Sunday by Daniel Boone. The lead singer was a guy named Leonard Davies, who changed his name to Larry Page. I love this trivia. Because he was a fan of Larry Parks from the Jolson story. I love that. I didn't get to it. But I just love that. It's so pointless.
Larry Parks was ruined by the blacklist.
That's correct.
And he was married to, I forget her name.
Fanny Flagg?
No.
Just throwing that out there.
She was on All in the Family. She played the
wife. Oh, he was married to Betty Garrett.
Betty Garrett.
Right, from Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Very good. Yes, we've covered that in a previous show with Lee Grant, I think. What do you say we go out on King Harvest from February? You got... All right. Want to sign off first?
Yes. This has been Gilbert and Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. I'm Gilbert Gottfried with Frank Sancho Padre.
And Nutmeg. And Paul Rayburn. Frank Frederosa.
It's a moonlight celebrate. It's supernatural delight. Bodies dancing in the moonlight.
Oh, Gilbert laid out at just the right time.
I like to think this is about werewolves.
Yeah. Sorry. And they don't bite.
They keep things loose. Oh, they keep things light. Right.
All right, go, Gil.